Bekavod HaRav Lev Shlita, I would like to ask a very sensitive and somewhat hard question to ask. I'm a girl in my upper teens who Baruch Hashem had a Torah education and went to a prominent seminary. Just background for the Rav to be able to answer appropriately. While I was in seminary, a friendship developed between myself and another girl, where she was very emotionally dependent on me and needed a lot of affection. I, being a naturally warm person, was exactly what she was looking for. The friendship developed in a surprisingly normal way, without me realizing at the time there could be, in fact, something wrong with it. Now looking back and after seeing a question posed by another girl somewhere else concerning a relationship of hers possibly falling under the to'evos category of Isser Min HaTorah, I began to worry that perhaps I too may have inadvertently been over this Isser. I tremble at the thought. I will describe what made me made me concerned, and perhaps the Rav can answer me. The physical interaction involved hugs and facial kisses, regular, but what really made me nervous was that she once commented that I feel towards you like a husband, which really made me scared. Now we have parted ways. She left the country, so there's no issue, but I want to know if it was possible I violated the issue of being married to the same gender without knowing it. I ask you because I honestly, Baruch Hashem, don't know what action such a relationship would entail, and I do not want to know from the secular viewpoint, rather what is keneged halacha. Thank you. P.S. I'm not looking for parameters of what is Aveira and to what extent it is mutter for future reference. I am no longer involved and will Ezra Hashem never be again. Now that I have seen the situation form an objective point of view, rather I'm looking to see if and how I can do tshuva if there was a violation involved. Thank you for being available in this kind of forum. Anonymous from America. Anonymous, from what you described, you were not over any to'eva, what is being referred to as Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim and To'evos are not what you described at all. Your intentions were purely platonic, and you do not have to do tshuva for anything that you did during that relationship, which maybe was totally normal anyway. But definitely you didn't transgress anything that could be classified as a To'eva. And you don't need tshuva for that.